Welcome to On Tap Daily for August 3rd, 2026. I'm your host, John, and as always, we've got the latest from across the e-commerce world. What's changing, what it means, and what you should actually do about it. Let's get into it. The story I want to lead with today is one that could quietly reshape how e-commerce advertising works. Search Engine Land reported last Thursday that OpenAI appears to be building a new ad format for ChatGPT that doesn't send users to a website at all. Instead, it launches an AI business agent right inside the ChatGPT conversation. The shopper stays in ChatGPT, the AI agent handles the product questions, presents options, and potentially even completes the transaction, all without the merchant's website ever coming into play. Now, we covered ChatGPT ads a few days ago when they added conversion bidding, and I called it a maturation moment. But this is a different kind of development entirely. Every digital ad format we've ever known, search, shopping, social display, follows the same basic pattern: attract attention, then send the user somewhere else. Your website is the destination. Your conversion rate, your checkout flow, your product photography, that's where the sale happens. Agent launching ads break that pattern completely. The ad platform becomes the storefront. And that raises some genuinely uncomfortable questions for e-commerce merchants about who owns the customer relationship when the conversation happens inside someone else's platform. And here's the thing, OpenAI isn't alone in thinking this way. The same week, Digital Commerce 360 reported that Salesforce is investing in Callimachus, an AI platform built by luxury retailer Brunello Cucinelli's technology team. Callimachus is designed to ditch traditional website navigation entirely in favor of AI-generated experiences composed in real time for each individual visitor. Salesforce is backing this as a model for how commerce might work in an AI-native future. So you've got two of the biggest technology companies in the world independently betting that the e-commerce website, the thing we've built everything around for the last 25 years, might become optional. I'm not saying it's happening tomorrow. But the direction of travel is very clear, and the merchants who start thinking about structured product data, direct customer relationships, and multi-channel resilience now will be much better positioned than those who assume the current model will persist indefinitely. Staying on the theme of how AI is changing product discovery, Search Engine Land also published a really practical piece last Thursday, arguing that AI shopping starts with your product feed, not your product page. The core argument is that AI shopping agents, whether it's Google's AI Mode and ChatGPT shopping or any other AI-mediated discovery, are making decisions based on structured product data from your Google Merchant Center feed, not from crawling and interpreting your product pages the way traditional search does. If your feed has thin data, missing attributes, or generic descriptions, the AI simply has less to work with when deciding what to recommend. For e-commerce merchants, this means product feed optimization isn't just a Google shopping task anymore. It's becoming the foundation of how your products get discovered across every AI-powered surface. If you haven't audited your feed quality recently, this is a good prompt to do it. Shifting to the platform side, Shopify's Hydrogen Developer Preview got a major update on July 30th that deserves attention. The headline feature is View Bindings. Developers can now build Shopify storefronts in Vue using the same Hydrogen APIs that were previously only available in React through a new first-party entry point. This matters more than it might sound. React dominates in the US agency ecosystem, but Vue has strong adoption across Europe, Asia, and especially in the Magento and Adobe Commerce world, where many agencies have deep Vue expertise from working with Vue storefront. By supporting Vue, Shopify is lowering the barrier for those teams to build on Hydrogen, and not coincidentally making it easier for merchants to migrate from other platforms. But it wasn't just Vue. The update also shipped GraphQL TypeScript tooling built into the package, so developers get query autocomplete and type checking for both the storefront and admin APIs out of the box. Analytics and consent management now integrate through Shopify scripts, including privacy banner support. And Shopify Inbox is now available on Hydrogen storefronts, meaning shoppers can chat with a store's AI agent and get handed off to human staff. That's a capability that was previously limited to liquid-based themes. Taken together, this update meaningfully reduces the gap between what you get with a standard Shopify theme and what you can build with Hydrogen. The headless tax, all the stuff you have to rebuild or go without, is getting smaller with every release. On the Hoover side, the most notable release from the past few days is a bug fix that sounds minor, but was actually causing significant problems. The CMS Tailwind Jitey module got a version 2.0.3 update that fixes an issue where page builder content containing media directives would cause save failures in the admin. What was happening is quite technical, but the practical impact was clear. The in-browser Tailwind V4 compiler was scanning page builder content for CSS class names, and in doing so, it was loading unprocessed media directive URLs, which would fire authenticated admin requests and exhaust the session concurrency pool. The result was that products with certain page builder content would fail to save with a generic error, while products without that content save fine, making the problem look data-dependent and very hard to diagnose. If you're a Magento merchant running Hoover with page builder content and you've been experiencing mysterious save failures, updating to CMS Tailwind JIT 2.0.3 should resolve it. Shifting to industry news, the National Retail Federation released its latest retail crime report on Thursday, and there's a clear signal for e-commerce businesses. Retail crime is shifting online. The NRF found that while shoplifting itself is stabilizing, thanks to investments in technology and training, phone scams and e-commerce fraud are increasing at most major retailers surveyed. Gift card fraud and return fraud are also top concerns. The report doesn't provide specific dollar estimates. The NRF actually retracted a widely cited figure back in 2023 after it was found to be based on a faulty statistic. But the directional shift from physical theft to digital fraud is consistent with what we're seeing across the industry. For e-commerce merchants, this reinforces the importance of having robust fraud prevention in place, particularly around gift cards and returns, which are increasingly targeted. On the payments front, Apple and Klarna launched Apple Upgrade in the United States, a BNPL program that lets consumers pay for Apple devices in monthly installments. Klarna is offering iPhones starting at $17.99 a month. This is significant not because of the specific product, but because of what it signals about BNPL's trajectory. When the world's most valuable company integrates BNPL into its core product purchasing experience, it normalizes installment payments as a mainstream financing mechanism, not a niche checkout option. For e-commerce merchants, the lesson is that installment payments are now a consumer expectation, not a conversion experiment. If you're not offering BNPL at checkout, you're increasingly out of step with how consumers expect to pay. And finally, Shopify quietly updated its Built for Shopify requirements for fulfillment services apps on August 1st. The updated thresholds for completing fulfillment orders, responding to fulfillment requests, and responding to cancellation requests are more achievable, reflecting how fulfillment operations actually run in practice. No action is required from merchants, but if you're using a third-party logistics app on Shopify and it previously didn't have Built for Shopify status, it's worth checking whether that's changed. The quality bar still exists, but more high-quality fulfillment apps should now be able to meet it. The thread connecting today's stories is the ongoing shift in where commerce happens and who controls the experience. AI agents handling shopping conversations inside ad platforms. AI shopping discovery driven by product feeds rather than product pages. Headless frameworks expanding to support more developer teams. Or payment methods normalizing outside traditional e-commerce checkout flows. In each case, the merchant's website is becoming one surface among many rather than the single destination. The merchants who thrive in this environment will be those who invest in excellent product data, strong direct customer relationships, and the flexibility to meet customers wherever they choose to shop. That's your OnTap Daily for August 3rd, 2026. If any of this sparked a question or you want to learn more about e-commerce, you can find us at ontapgroup.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, keep building.